time for Brewers 360. That's what that music means. It's sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling, and it is a Monday, so we are joined by Bally Sports Wisconsin, Sophia Minert, who is in Pittsburgh on the day off. Good morning, Sophia. How are you?
Hi, guys. Doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Before we talk trade deadline and the Pirates series and all that stuff, okay, tell us, at least I've never been in there, what is the coolest thing, if there's anything cool, inside the Green Monster? Mm-hmm. I saw you taking a tour. You went in there. Paint that picture for us. What is it like in there?
Yeah, it's hot, for one. it was a hot weekend in Boston, but it's really cool. I think it's just one of those really unique baseball places, and I would encourage anyone, whether you're a casual fan or a diehard fan, if you have a chance to go to Fenway, it's just a really unique ballpark. But the Green Monster, I think it's just a little overwhelming once you get in there and you just see just the literally thousands of names that are in there. It's a cool place. It's not very wide, so you're just kind of tight quarters as you're walking through there and trying to find a couple inches to put your name. But it's a cool place.
So I'm assuming you signed your name. You found like a little tiny little like gap of open space. You signed your name. I hope
did. You have to, right?
Nice.
I mean,
excellent.
You know,
absolutely.
When in the Monster, you have to do it.
So with Fenway, I always think of the movie Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore, and he asks in that movie, Sophia, what's the outfield grass like? Is it spongy when she runs onto the field at the end of the game? What is the outfield grass like? Is it spongy?
Yeah, good word for it. Spongy. I forgot about that line. I should have worked in some Fever Pitch lines. But listen, all these major league fields, I mean, it's the best manicured, you know, grass field you could ever ask for. So, yes, spongy is probably a good word.
Okay, very good. Well, I don't know if Freddy Peralta is going to be spending that much time on the outfield grass when he returns. He's going to come back for this Pittsburgh series, or at least rejoin the team, Sophia, per Craig Counsell. What's the game plan for him? Are they going to throw him right back into the starting rotation, or do you think we see him coming out of the bullpen and sort of ramp things up?
Yeah, they're considering all options. I mean, the thing is, you know, he's not going to at least start in Pittsburgh. They do have, you know, Burns, Woodruff, and Lauer lined up for this series. And, you know, originally the plan with Freddie was to give him a couple minor league starts, get him up to around 75 pitches. Well, because he was doing so well with his rehab, because he was feeling so strong and kind of just kept pushing the process, you know, he made two minor league starts and his pitch count is at 52. So he's not that far off. So whenever they choose to bring him back in, I do think they would put him back in the rotation. I don't think, I don't anticipate it being out of the bullpen because they only have four starters right now. So I think it's more likely you would see him pitch at home and probably a shorter stint just because he's not quite at that 75 pitch mark that they had originally had in mind. But regardless, I think getting Freddy Peralta back in any capacity is a huge get for this team, and you know what it does for their depth, and just you know getting a great arm back. And every time that we've talked to Freddie, he feels great. He feels strong. He feels better than what he did even before the injury. So it's going to be a huge pickup whenever Freddie's you know back in the rotation.
All right, last thing for you, Sophia, real quick. Trade deadline tomorrow at 5. I'm not going to ask you who the Brewers are going to target or who David Stearns is going to target. We did a good enough job of asking him that last week. How do you think the recent uptick in offense is going to affect the way he approaches the deadline? Because quite frankly, they've been hitting the ball a lot better since the All-Star break.
Yeah, we talked to Craig a little bit about that yesterday. And while the results coming out of the break are great, right? It's big offensive numbers, it's power, it's walks, it's been late offense, it's been two-out offense. I mean, it's been good in almost every category. And I think most encouraging, there are a lot of guys that are really starting to pick it up, which is what you need for consistent offense. You know, the other side of that is it's 1 week, you know? So I think, you know, David and Matt in the front office, they do an excellent job of assessing what is the team for the scope of the 102 games that we've played, not just the last week, you know? So I think they do an excellent job of keeping that in mind. They are always asking themselves the question, does this make the team better this season? Does this make the organization better moving forward? You know, that's kind of the foundation for everything that they do. So we're all anxious to see kind of what happens. And also just this expanded postseason format. You know, we talked to Craig about that as well. It might be harder to make deals with more teams involved in the postseason picture now, just with the new format. So I'm really interested to see how it plays out. And for us, you know, it's going to be 6 o'clock on the East Coast. So it's going to be an hour before game time, which could make things really interesting. But I think, you know, today and tomorrow could be a really fun day just across all of baseball.
You can say that again. Bally Sports Wisconsin, Sophia Minert. Sophia, enjoy the day off in Pittsburgh. We'll be watching tomorrow night. See you next Monday. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.